welcome to the Unknown Zone. Your host, Rogue Palo. Today's topic, the illusion of freedom. How the government controls your life. Have you ever wondered if the government is truly watching your every move? What secrets lie behind the screens of your devices, the cars that you drive, or the homes you qualify for? Is your credit score just a number or a tool of control? And what if the president is merely a figurehead with true power hidden in the shadows? In this article, we'll unravel the layers of deception and uncover the unsettling truths they don't want you to know. Section 1. The Controlled Government. You think the highest point of government holds the power? They have the mere illusion of power, just as you have the illusion of freedom. By now, many of us are aware that the President of the United States wields little actual control over domestic financial systems, markets, or businesses. Their primary authority lies in foreign affairs and military decisions, as outlined in the Presidential Power and Commander-in-Chief Clause. Yet, presidents are often portrayed as having sweeping powers over all aspects of governance, a perception that crumbles under scrutiny when they fail to exert meaningful influence over economical or business operations. Now, this begs a question. Who really pulls the strings? The answer lies with the elite 1%, a shadowy group of individuals with immense global influence. These power players have the ability to place politicians into office to serve their interests, leveraging the Democratic and Republican parties to execute their plans. Now, depending on their objectives, be it economical control, tax advantages, or shaping markets, they select the party best suited to achieve their goals. The Republican pros for the 1%. Now, this 1% often reaps significant rewards when a Republican administration is in power, as the party typically champions policies that prioritize tax cuts, deregulation, and business-friendly logistics. Tax reforms aimed at reducing corporate and high-income tax rates allow the wealthiest individuals and corporations to retain more of their earnings, thus amplifying their wealth and reinvestment opportunities. Deregulatory policies in sectors like finance, energy, and industry further empower the elite, as fewer restrictions enable business to operate with greater profitability and flexibility. Republicans also tend to advocate for limited government intervention, which benefits 1% by reducing the oversight and compliance costs. For example, policies that roll back environmental reputations or loosen labor protections can lower operating expenses for large corporations, boosting their bottom line. Furthermore, defense spending, a hallmark of many Republican administrations, often leads to lucrative government contracts for major defense contractors and investors. Combined with the emphasis on free market principles, Republican leadership provides an environment where the wealthy can maximize growth and consolidate economic power. The Democratic pros for the 1%. When a Democrat takes office, the 1% often benefit from policies and initiatives that can bolster long-term stability and expand the opportunities for investment. Democratic administrations frequently prioritize infrastructure development, green energy initiatives, and technological advancements, which create lucrative markets for the elite to capitalize on. For instance, large corporations and financial institutions often see opportunities in government-funded projects, such as renewable energy incentives, which offer tax credits and subsidies for industries that they dominate. This alignment allows the wealthiest individuals to profit from progressive programs aimed at addressing the climate change or modernizing infrastructure. Additionally, democratic policies often focus on stimulating the economy through increased government spending and public welfare programs, indirectly benefiting these 1%. Now, these programs can stabilize consumer markets, ensuring steady demand for goods and services provided by major corporations. Wealthy individuals and institutions may also see advantages in policies that emphasize internal cooperation, trademark agreements, and diplomatic strategies, fostering a stable and global economy where their investments thrive. While the rhetoric of democratic leadership often centers on reducing inequality, the policies designed to rebuild and grow the middle class can also create a profitable environment for the elite. The elite families shaping global influence. Throughout history, certain families have amassed extraordinary wealth and power, positioning themselves as influential players on the global stage. These dynasties often have deep-rooted connections in various industries, from finance and oil to media and technology, enabling them to exert significant influence over economic and political landscapes. Some of these individuals include the Rothschild family. Combined wealth of $1.2 trillion, banking and finance and historical significance in European financial systems. The Rockefeller family, with a combined total of $8.4 billion. They influence the oil industry. They're the founders of Standard Oil, with lasting impacts on energy and philanthropy. Another big popular one is Morgan family, with a combined generational wealth of $22.245 billion. They operate in banking. The founders of J.P. Morgan & Co., influential in corporate finance and industrial consolidation. Many other families are listed on our website. Now, these families have established and maintained their wealth through strategic control of industries and, in some cases, political influence. Their roles in shaping economic policies and market trends underscore the significant impact that concentrated wealth can have on global affairs. However, these families poise to have a combined total of $1.97 trillion. And this is just what they are allowing us to know about. The Illuminati connection, puppeteers of global power. The idea that the world's wealthiest families are part of a secret society, often referred to as the Illuminati, has been cornerstone of conspiracy theories for decades. According to this theory, these elite dynasties collaborate behind the scenes to orchestrate the global events, from economic crisis to political shifts, all to maintain and expand their control over the world. Each family, according to this belief, holds dominion over a specific area of influence, collectively shaping the direction of humanity. For example, the Rothschild family, operating in global banking and finance. They're the masters of international banking systems, controlling currencies and debt, while the Rockefeller operates in energy and philanthropy. They are the gatekeepers of oil and energy markets, shaping industrial revolutions. In the Morgan family, operating in corporate finance and industrial strategy, they are the architects of corporate mergers and industrial powerhouses. Conspiracists argue that these families, through their alleged Illuminati ties, direct the course of human history. They claim that wars, economic crashes, and even technological advancements are orchestrated to consolidate power and wealth further into the hands of these few. The families allegedly use their wealth to manipulate governments, sponsor covert operations, and shape public narratives through media and entertainment. While these claims remain unsubstantiated, they offer a lens through which people interpret global inequalities and the persistence of concentrated power. True or not, the enduring belief in these secret machinations highlights the unease many feel about the influence of wealth on democracy and freedom. The credit score system, a tool of control or financial independence. The credit score system plays a pivotal role in modern financial systems, influencing everything from home loans and car purchases to job applications and insurance rates. In essence, your credit score serves as a numerical representation of your financial trustworthiness. But why was this system created? Who oversees it? And how does it benefit or hinder individuals? How the credit system works. The credit score system, widely used in countries like the United States, revolves around a 3-digit number calculated based on your financial history. Key factors that influence your score include payment history, whether you pay your bills on time or not, credit utilization, the percentage of your available credit that you are using, length of credit history, how long have you maintained credit accounts, credit mix, a variety of credit types such as loans and credit cards, new credit, recent inquiries, and newly opened accounts. The system was designed to provide lenders with a quick, standardized way to assess the risk of lending money. Now, the agencies like FICO and VantageScore dominate the credit scoring industry, working with credit bureaus like Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. But why does a credit system exist? Initially created to make lending fairer and more accessible, the credit score system aimed to replace subjective judgment with objective data. However, critics argue that the system has evolved into a tool of control. By tying financial opportunities to a single number, this system effectively determines where you can live, what you can drive, and even whether you can start a business. This immense influence raises questions about who truly benefits. Credit bureaus profit from selling consumer data or credit monitoring services, while lenders gain more control over terms and interest rates. For many individuals, the credit system can feel like a perpetual hamster wheel, designed to keep them running but never truly ahead. The benefits of the credit score system. Now, despite its controversies, the credit score system does offer advantages. Access to credit. Higher scores can lead to better interest rates and loan approvals. Lower costs. A good credit score can reduce insurance premiums and improve mortgage terms. Streamlined applicants. Credit scores simplify the process for both borrowers and lenders, saving time and effort. For those who understand how to navigate the system, it can open doors to financial independence and stability. Now, resources like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau offer guidance on improving and managing your credit. How does the elite evade the credit system? While the credit system governs the financial lives of ordinary individuals, the elite 1% operate on a completely different playing field. The wealthiest families quite often bypass traditional credit checks entirely, relying on their immense resources, private banking systems, and corporate holdings to achieve their financial goals. You see, these families leverage intergenerational wealth, which allows them to make significant purchases outright without ever applying for loans. For example, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers have private banks that provide financial resources without public scrutiny. High net worth accounts allow the elite to secure financing through assets rather than personal credit. Elite families can rely on tax havens and offshore accounts, shielding their wealth from oversight while avoiding typical financial constraints. Moreover, their immense influence allows them to shape the credit system itself. Lobbying efforts by major banks and financial institutions, many tied to these families, ensure that the rules favor in their interest, while the average person must strive to maintain a good credit score. These families continue to grow their empires without facing the same restrictions or accountability. The Illuminati, Shadows of Power. The Illuminati, a name shrouded in mystery and conspiracy, is often believed to be a secret society that wields immense control over global events. While its historical roots trace back to the Bavarian Illuminati of the late 18th century, a group that advocating Enlightenment's ideals, modern conspiracy theories paint the Illuminati as a cabal of the world's elite, operating in the shadows to manipulate politics, economics, and culture. Who are the Illuminati? At its core, the Illuminati is rumored to consist of influential figures from various industries, including finance, media, entertainment, and politics. These individuals, often tied to wealthy families or organizations, are said to work in concert to direct the course of humanity for their benefit. Alleged members of the Illuminati are thought to include powerful families like the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, and the Morgans. If you want a deeper look into the origins and the lore of the Illuminati, you can explore this article from history.com. What do they do in the shadows? Now, according to a lot of conspiracy theories, the Illuminati operates covertly to control governments and economies by influencing elections, central banks, and multinational corporations. They ensure that the global policies align with their interests, shape the public perception through media and entertainment. They allegedly mold society values, creating a population that is more easily guided. Manipulate crisis. From economic crashes to geopolitical conflicts, the Illuminati is said to engineer events that consolidate their power while creating opportunities for profit. Guide technological advancements. They prioritize the development of technologies that enhance surveillance and control, often under the guise of convenience or security. How they shape the present and the future. The Illuminati's alleged influence isn't confined to the present. It's believed to extend far into the future. Theories suggest that they set long-term agendas by controlling educational curricula, technological innovation, cultural narratives. They are said to shape the future generations to align with their vision. Promote global governance. Now, a common thread in these theories is the idea that the Illuminati work towards a single, unified world government, often referred to as the New World Order. Control wealth distribution by perpetuating economic disparities. They maintain control over global resources while limiting upward mobility for the masses. The Illuminati grip, shaping the future and current affairs. The Illuminati's alleged control extends deeply into the government systems, shaping both the present and the future. From influencing global economic policies to orchestrating social structures, this secretive cabal is said to direct the narrative of human progress. Governments are the tools of this elite organization, implementing laws and policies that maintain power, structures, and ensure the continuation of their dominance. Their reach isn't confined to politics, it's woven into the very fabric of daily life. Every decision from economic reform to technological advancements is alleged to further their agenda. By manipulating political bodies and influencing cultural trends, they continue to steer humanity along a path that benefits the few at the expense of many. The government is always watching. Now, it's no secret that modern technology has made surveillance omnipresent. From smartphones and social media platforms to smart home devices like Google Home or Amazon Alexa, nearly every moment of our lives is recorded and analyzed. Governments allegedly leverage these tools to monitor conversations, track movements, and predict behaviors. This data is not only used for surveillance, but also for targeted advertising designed to exploit our desires and insecurities. As for products we don't need appear on our screen, urging us into debt that becomes harder to escape. By keeping the population financially strained, the system ensures that individuals remain dependent, distracted, and docile. The government dictates where you work and live, your career path, housing opportunities, and even the car you drive are often determined by factors like your credit score, driving record, and educational background. This system, while seemingly impartial, disproportionately favors those with established wealth and connections, while limiting opportunities for others. Real estate practices reflect these dynamics. Credit eligibility may suggest a range of homes, but realtors and algorithms subtly guide individuals to neighborhoods aligned with their socioeconomic profile. This segregation by design creates homogeneous communities where people share income levels, interests, and values. Is this a mere coincidence? Far from it. It is a deliberate strategy to maintain societal order and prevent upward mobility among lower income groups. John D. Rockefeller, who established a general education board, once infamously said, "I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers." This sentiment underscores a systematic effort to suppress free thought and confine individuals to predetermined roles. The media's role in keeping us distracted. Mainstream outlets like Fox News, CNN, and NBC serve as tools to divert attention from meaningful issues. Instead of focusing on government policies or economic disparities, the public is inundated with stories about celebrity scandals and trivial affairs. This isn't by accident. Celebrities, athletes, and entertainers are paid exorbitant sums, not merely for their talents, but for their ability to captivate and distract. When governments or the elite 1% need to divert attention from controversial decisions or global crises, a celebrity scandal conveniently dominates the headlines. Thomas Jefferson is often credited saying, "When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny." While the accuracy of this attribution is debated, the sentiment resonates. A distracted population is easier to govern, but an awakened and united populace holds the power to challenge tyranny. The ultimate cover-ups. Have you ever noticed that when a major horrific event has taken place, some celebrity has taken a massive fall? No, I'm not only referencing the latest P. Diddy lawsuit either, but instead about how the Bush administration basically paid Britney Spears to handle public headlines to distract the world from their own mistakes. Have you ever noticed that in your own neighborhood, almost every single family in that environment you reside in all have very close jobs in common? If you take a look at the demographic regions, we can easily see blue-collar communities, white-collar communities, and political communities all reside within each other. Why is it set up this way? Sure, there may be a household or two in your community where there is a family that does something different and may have office jobs. But look at your community and the close area where you live. Blue-collar communities are poised in certain areas and regions, and when you are in this environment, the news knows exactly when to broadcast what they want the general public to know. These times are typically late evening and on the weekends, while the white-collar areas are often heavily influenced all times of the day. This is not to say that those in communities of the blue-collar cannot watch the same program shows at the same time as those who are white-collar, but instead, the vast majority of these news are broadcasted out at certain times and highlights only the importance of the events of that day. Take a look around you. Almost everyone in your neighborhood has just about the same setup, same type of job, same set of vehicles, and about the same rate of pay. If we integrated and mixed white-collar, blue-collar individuals together, what would happen? The individuals would be friends with each other, and the ones making more money would feel pity on their friends and aid in lending them a better job. But does this happen? Absolutely not. Why? Because it's all about control and divide and make the public angry with each other while still fearing the government. If you had a society upset with each other, examples are the poor people are saying things like, "I wish I had that type of income," while the rich are saying things like, "Don't bother me, peasant." Obviously, not those exact words. But if we divide each other among race, sexuality, religious preferences, we know where everyone is. Have you ever stopped and questioned the real reason behind the census that often comes around to collect information on individuals? Oh wait, this does not happen that often anymore. Why? Look at your social media platforms. If you don't have to pay for something, you are the product. And we're all guilty of publicly sharing our information on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and MySpace and everything else. You are freely sharing your information, sharing your pictures, your location, your passwords, etc. through what they call cookie harvesting. So, the census no longer is required to be filled out yearly. This means that the government knows exactly where you are, how long you've been there, did you purchase anything from there, and so much more. The call to wake up. Imagine a world where individuals reject superficial distractions and focus on the systems that truly shape their lives. By disengaging from trivial media and recognizing manipulative structures at play, we can begin to reclaim our autonomy. The power to dismantle oppressive systems lies in the collective awareness and action. When we challenge the narratives fed to us and question the true motive behind political and social systems, we can take the first step toward change. The world can be a better place, a freer place, but only if we awaken from the illusion and take back the power that rightfully belongs to us.